Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present a new installment of 19 podcasts by His Grace Bishop Irenae of Richmond in his popular series, A Word from the Holy Fathers. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace Bishop Irenae.
Welcome to this week's episode of A Word from the Holy Fathers. Last week, I read a rather long passage from On the Holy Spirit by St. Basil the Great. So this week I'd like to alternate and read a rather short one. The author of the passage I'm going to read today is St. Athanasius the Great of Alexandria, one of the great fathers of the Nicene pre- and post-Nicene period. The chronicler and biographer of St. Antony the Great, whose life we read earlier in this series of broadcasts, but who is also a tremendous theologian and illumined visionary of the Church in his own right. And one of his most accessible and remarkable texts is the little tract on the incarnation of the Word. And in the fifth chapter of that text, which I highly recommend to all Christian people as essential, good, and inspiring reading, in the fifth chapter, talking about the resurrection, St. Athanasius writes the following: Dead men cannot take effective action. Man's power of influence on others only lasts until the grave. Deeds and actions that energize others belong only to the living. Well then, look at the facts in this case. The Savior is working mightily among men. Every day he is invisibly persuading numbers of people all over the world, both within and beyond the Greek-speaking lands, to accept his faith and be obedient to his teaching. Can anyone, in the face of this, still doubt that he is risen and lives, or rather that he is himself life? Does a dead man prick the consciences of men? My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in this little passage, dedicated to proclaiming the reality of Christ's resurrection, we have a beautiful testimony, not only to the preciousness of this life. It is only in this life that we can influence others, St. Athanasius says. The deeds and actions that energize others belong only to the living, he writes. Not only does he in these ways remind us of the precious, unique gift that is the time of this life, which ought to be offered to God and to our fellow man to the best of our ability and power. But at the same time, St. Athanasius speaks to us of one whose life extends beyond death. Do you doubt the resurrection of Christ? If you do, explain then how he continues to act among so many hundreds and thousands, inspiring them, touching them, teaching them, building in them his faith and the love of his life, doing, as it were, things which only the living can do in the face of his death. Can you deny, then? Can anyone, St. Athanasius asks, in the face of this, still doubt that he has risen and lives, or rather that he is himself life? And then that lovely passage that I chose to end on: does a dead man prick the consciences of men? We live in a world where everybody proclaims the resurrection. But we must ask ourselves, as I have asked in earlier series of this broadcast, do we genuinely believe in the resurrection of Christ? We are a faith, we are a church built on the confession of the resurrection. And it is very easy and very joyful in the glorious light of Holy Pascha to cry out, Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death. but in the everyday, in the day-to-day experience of our life in this world, do we carry that proclamation in our hearts in a way that changes our perception? Do we assign to Christ a power to speak only in an historical sense? I am always astonished at how often this happens, as if Christ's only voice were the sermons that he gave 2,000 years ago, that his only interactions with mankind were in the few years that he walked upon the lands of Galilee and Jerusalem and Nazareth and Bethlehem. Or do we truly believe that he is alive? For if he lives, then he speaks still to his creature. If he lives, he still touches broken lives, not just by historical reference, but by directly touching hearts, pricking the consciousness and the consciences of people living today, if he is risen. My beloved brothers and sisters, this is the substance of our faith. Christ is alive. His voice still speaks. His hands still work. And his love is still actively being manifested in creation. We in the Orthodox Church are great lovers of history because our history reveals to us so much of who we are, of who God is, of how he loves, and what he will do in the face of our transgression to save and to restore us. But we are not an historical faith. We are not an historical church, not in the sense that our truth is built on proclamations from the past. The church lives because she is Christ's body, and Christ is risen from the dead. Christ is alive. All our love of history, all our love of our heritage and our past, our fathers, our mothers, our great intercessors, all of them have value for us because they speak to us of this present moment, of this life into which God has called us, which he blesses and in which he is active. He is with us. He stirs us to faith, not by calling us to the remembrance of some old text or some old passage, but by using those blessed gifts from the past to prick our hearts so that we feel real compunction, to stir us to real repentance, to replace our sorrow with real joy, to give us forgiveness in the face of sin, joy in the place of sorrow. Can anyone, St. Athanasius asks, can anyone in the face of all this still doubt that he is risen and lives? Does one who is dead prick the consciousness of men? My beloved brothers and sisters, we are the children of the resurrection of Christ. Let us never doubt, not for one moment, not for one second, his presence with us, his power and his activity with us. Let us instead cling to him and run towards him as a child to his father, seeking the love which conquers death, the love which raised him to new life, and which, though we are unworthy, if it please his will, may raise us also into new and unending life with him. Through the prayers of our Holy Father, Athanasius the Great, and all the saints, have mercy upon us, O Christ, and save us. Amen.